I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Program. Listen and learn how to use you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, speaking of freedom, it is Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And I know everyone will be enjoying a day off from work, of course. But keep in mind, it is a somber time of remembrance. And I just want to say to all who have lost friends or loved ones in service of our country, please know that their sacrifice will not be forgotten. Our hearts are with you and as you live each day without them. So, you know, I was thinking about this past week. I just realized I'm coming to the end of my first full month as a weekend host of the show. And I want to tell you, I'm having a blast. I really look forward to the weekends and getting on the air with you. I'm enjoying it almost as much as I enjoy watching a ratty old, stinky, rundown hoarder house with busted windows and busted cast iron pipes get turned around and fixed up and turned into a shining gem. Seriously, I do appreciate the opportunity to be a host with you, and I thank you for listening. And I'm glad you're here today, because today I want to get into your head. I want to talk about your mindset and show you how you can flip that mindset on its head and get to a better place and find financial freedom. We're going to look at six ways that you can start thinking about your mindset to check yourself. Are you in the right spot, right? Six areas where if you're not, that you can shift that mentality so that you can get out of the employee mindset and into the millionaire mindset. Now, before we start, let me tell you, I also got to thinking about the fact that, you know, I mentioned the free workshop on the show from time to time, but for me, it's really been a good 7+ years since I personally sat in on that workshop myself. So I had to correct that. You know, that is, by the way, that is where my wife and I got started as real estate investors ourselves back in 2012. So I decided, I said, I'm going to sign up, and I attended the workshop this past Thursday. And this is at the Lifestyles Unlimited offices here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I sit. This is over in Irving in Las Colinas off of 114. Now, the workshop this Thursday was hosted by a guy named John. And he's been a Lifestyles member for a good number of years now. And more importantly, this guy, he's really dived in. You know, he's grabbed the Lifestyles roadmap and gotten into a lot of great deals, and he's found his financial freedom. In fact, John was also one of the speakers at the recent Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo that was down in Houston this past April. But at the free workshop where John was, I really enjoyed hearing his story, and I'm not going to get into that here. You can catch up with John at the next workshop. But here's what I want you to take away. It's a couple of things, really. Look, John told us that it took him just a couple of years to hit that freedom milestone. 2.5, I think, is what he said, and break loose from his job and retire. And that was just a couple of years ago. And here at Lifestyles, we talk about retiring in 5 years or less. Well, he did it in about half that time. And John has some great experience in both single-family rentals and multifamily investing. And this is the guy teaching the free workshop. Look, John has won his time back from corporate America, and he's choosing to spend some of that free time with us by giving back to other folks that are interested in learning how to do the same thing that he's done, that are interested in improving their situation. And this is also important. John is not some marketing or sales guy that's out there pushing a membership. He's just a regular guy like you and me. He's been there and done that. He sat in the workshop himself, and he understands where you're coming from. And I'll tell you, that is the kind of experience that you really want to hear from if you're serious about changing your own situation, if you're serious about creating passive income and finding financial freedom. Just a local guy, right, with real experience that has gone down that path. And I'll tell you from the session, John will show you how both single family numbers and multifamily deals work, and he'll give you some concrete numbers. And I bring this up because if you're anything like me, I'm a numbers guy. I really like to see the numbers and how they work. And I will tell you, as a single family rental guy, that's me. That's what I do. I can tell you his numbers are solid. The way he presents the business is spot on. And for me, as a single family guy that is now looking to transition myself into multifamily, I was especially motivated to hear about John's experience on the multifamily side and to revisit with him some of the power behind apartment investing and how you can really lever some pretty small changes in either revenue or expenses or both into some considerable wealth creation. So let me transition here now. We all know who Steve Jobs is, of course. He's one of the founders of Apple Computer. And back in 2005, he gave a commencement address to the graduating class at Stanford University over in California. And you can take a look. You can find his speech on YouTube. Just Google 2005 Steve Jobs Stanford. And I recommend it. It's a good watch, maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes long or so. But he talks about some of his early days when Apple came about, how he and Wozniak founded that in his parents' garage, you know, how he was fired from Apple early in his career and made a comeback, and how he survived pancreatic cancer. And it was in the context of that last bit, recognizing his own mortality, you know, our shared mortality, really, that he said the following to the graduating class. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking." And I bring that up because it's a very powerful statement. It's a powerful statement made by a world-class entrepreneur and someone that knows about getting off of the beaten path, about finding the true path to success and freedom. And by the way, that's somebody that dropped out of college along the way and still made a huge impact on the world. Now, unfortunately, I'm afraid that most of us are trapped by dogma, and we are living somebody else's life. We're stuck in that collective employee mentality that most of us have here in the U.S. So how do we get out of that mentality? How do we shift our mindset? That's what I want to look at with you today, and we're going to dive into a few ways. We're going to talk about six ways that you can start to examine your mindset, you know, and ways that you can shift that mindset. So let's talk about dogma first. Google Dictionary tells me that dogma is a principle or a set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly true, right? It's a set of rules in effect, or maybe directions, right, to put it another way. So let me ask you just a hypothetical question. If you're trying to get across town to that new restaurant that just opened, and one of your buddies has been there, and he's been raving about it. Now, the other buddy, he's not been there. Which one do you ask for directions? Well, you ask the guy that's been there, of course. He's going to be able to tell you, you know, where to turn left, what stoplight to turn at, where to park, all that good stuff. Your other buddy, he's not been there, and he doesn't know much about the new restaurant, so why would you ask him? If you do, he might tell you what he thinks is the way to get there, you know, especially if it's a guy, right? We know our directions, or we think we do. But it may or may not work out. So asking someone that's not been there is ineffective, right? So why, when it comes to building wealth, when it comes to financial freedom, why would we talk to our friends or relatives that have not gotten there themselves? You know, if they've not been there, how on earth are they going to be able to point us in the right direction? They can't. But they'll try, right? They love us, and they'll try to help us. They'll tell us the same thing we hear in the news. It's dogma, right? Save money, put those funds into an IRA or 401k account, and save your way to wealth. And I'll tell you, look, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, he's got three rules of investing. And the last one, simply put, says you can't get rich slow. And what he means is that this path, this route of slugging away money into a savings account, which is what, you know, retirement funds effectively are, 401ks are just glorified savings accounts, it's not going to yield very good results. It's going to be very slow, and you just won't get there. You're not going to get rich slow. Now, sure, there are a few super savers out there, max savers, as Clark Howard, the consumer advocate, calls them. They'll pull it off, sure. These are the same guys that are, let's say, frugal, right? They keep a tight budget. But let's be honest with ourselves. That is not most of us. So we need to get away from this ineffective roadmap called saving our way to wealth, because it ain't going to get you there. And we need to follow a more effective roadmap. Guys like John, I mentioned John earlier that hosted the free workshop that I attended. Guys like John, they've gotten to wealth and financial freedom. So do you think he holds a better map? Do you think he can share those directions with you and me? You can bet on it. So the bottom line is this. Most of us start out following the wrong roadmap. It's ingrained in our culture here in the U.S. And it goes something like this. You know, you go to school, elementary, high school, you get good grades, and then you move on to college, and again, you work to get good grades. And by the way, nowadays, that also includes getting saddled with a ton of student loan debt, unfortunately. So once you graduate college, it's now imperative to find a good job, right? Because you got to pay down that debt. And you want to start saving your money, and you start to park it in a 401k account. That is the ineffective map that most of us are following. So the first thing you need to do is start thinking about that map. What map are you following? What path are you on? And is it effective? Is it going to get you where you want to go? And ask yourself, who is it that showed you this path? Do you really want to get to where they are? If not, you need to change your mindset and start following a different path. Find a different map, a more effective map, just like John did. Hey, if you've got any questions for me on this topic or any other related to real estate, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. And if you want to learn about any of the mentoring or education programs that we offer here at Lifestyles, you can call us at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565, or go to www.lifestylesunlimited.com and register for the free workshop. Go see what John has to say. I think you'll be impressed. And when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're going to dive into doing it yourself and how that has anything to do with your mindset. Be right back.
All right.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom. In fact, we're talking about your roadmap and asking the simple question, do you have an effective roadmap? And we talked about that before the break and looked at the dogma, the kind of built-in way of going about life that we have in our society here in the U.S. and that it's typically not the effective way to go. So I want to dive into the second topic around mindset that you're going to have to do, that you're going to have to think about. And that's simply put, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to take charge, take responsibility, and decide that you're going to follow this new path, this more effective map. And you're going to have to recognize that, like I said, it's up to you. You have to do this yourself. You can't rely on the government. You can't rely on your employer or anyone else to get you to financial freedom, because it's not going to happen. You know, no one's going to come along and do this thing for you. You're going to have to do it yourself. Now the government, I don't want to say I want to give them my applause or kudos, but I will say they try from time to time. You know, most recently, just a few days ago, in fact, on Thursday, in fact, Congress passed the SECURE Act, and that's SECURE in all capital letters because, of course, these guys in Congress, they love their acronyms. Well, SECURE stands for, and get this, Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, SECURE. So what the heck does that even mean? So the act does a couple of things. It first of all, it addresses the fact that only about 51% of the workforce even has access to a retirement plan. And we're talking about things like 401ks. And it encourages employers to make these retirement savings plans, and that's the term they use, more readily available to the workforce. And it does this by means of tax credits for the employers, which, okay, that's fine. You know, it acknowledges that not everyone has the access they should. And I want to be clear that in this day and age, we are talking about defined contribution plans like 401ks, and they're called defined contribution because it is wholly dependent on the employee to decide to contribute. If they don't contribute, they have no retirement, right? That old school defined benefit pension plan, that's gone the way of the dodo for the most part. And please remember what we just said a little bit earlier when we talk about this SECURE Act, and that is simply put, Dell's third rule, you cannot get rich slow. So this act, it also tries to address the savings gap, and we continue to hear how Americans just have too little saved for retirement. For example, I saw a report that had some data from Vanguard. It's one of the retirement account providers, and Vanguard looked at the average 401k balance for account holders 65 and older. Now, the average balance was up around 192K. I guess that's okay. But they also pointed out that that average balance was inflated by a small group of what they called longtime super savers. We talked about them earlier. You know, those are the folks out there. They may have $1 million in their 401k accounts, but they are in the minority by far. But they're pulling up that average, those super savers. So if you look at the median balance instead, and that's the middle point of all the accounts that they reviewed, well, there we're at a crummy $58,000 for folks that are 65 years and older in their savings accounts, their retirement account. That is hardly enough to retire on. So I sure hope these folks out there have other means and something more than Social Security available to them. So what does the act do in this case? It allows a senior to, again, their terms, a senior to delay the withdrawal of retirement savings up to age 72, right? That's to allow a little bit more time to accumulate assets. So if you think about that for a minute, if I don't have enough in my retirement savings to live off of now, what's the government gone and done in order to help me? They've essentially told me that I can keep on working until I'm 72 to build up that asset account. Well, yippee, doesn't that sound just great? They have effectively increased my retirement age from 65 or 67, whatever it is for you, to 72. So look, the point is this, clearly, sure, they try, but you can't you cannot rely on the government to bail you out here. Clearly, they're not going to get it right. So you're going to have to do it yourself. Start thinking about that map that you're following. If it's not effective, if it's not working for you, you better make the choice now to go in a different direction. And again, I would suggest that you come and talk to John and hear what he has to say, because he's been there and he's done that, and he has the map. He has the map to financial freedom. Now, of course, the way that we create our wealth and passive income, the way that we build that financial freedom at Lifestyles Unlimited is through real estate. Look, I'm a single family rental guy. Others buy apartments. Some people do both. And it is such a powerful wealth builder. Look, I want to dive in and talk about that here in just a second. But if you do have questions, you're welcome to email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will continue in just a moment as we continue to examine our mentality, our mindset, and we dive into real estate as a way to build our wealth.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I am happy to be with you today, and I wish you a good Memorial Day weekend. And today we are covering our mindset. We're talking about our mentality, and we're examining whether or not we are following an effective roadmap to our financial freedom. And of course, like I said, just ahead of the break, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we target and build our path to our financial freedom through real estate. And it's a tremendous wealth builder. Something like 80% of millionaires have real estate in their portfolios. And look, when we're talking about following the right map, I'm guessing these guys are onto something. Now, I will tell you that if you want to dive into real estate, excuse me, one principle, one mindset mentality that you're going to want to start getting your head around is leverage. And in real estate investing, we use the concept of leverage in three ways. We like to leverage other people's money, other people's time, and other people's knowledge. You know, especially on that last point, I'm not always someone that is able to reach out and get help, and I've had to overcome that and start to analyze, you know, how do you work with other people's money, time, and knowledge, and like I said, get your head around that. So when we go out and buy rental properties, we try to keep our cash in the deal to a minimum. We want to use our cash and spread it across as many properties as we can, so we leverage other people's money. And that might be a conventional mortgage if it's a clean house. It might be a hard money loan if we're buying a house that needs a lot of work, or It might even be private money from a relative. You'd be surprised. Talk to your relatives or friends. They may have some idle cash to deploy. Now, let's say we buy that house that needs work. We don't want to go out there and do the work ourselves. You know, our time is better spent finding those deals, finding new properties to buy. So instead, we need to leverage other people's time. We hire contractors and other vendors to make that house shine for us. And of course, they're going to do a lot better job than you and I are going to be able to do, and they'll do it a heck of a lot faster. And I'll tell you, it's a really cool thing about Lifestyles Unlimited. We have access to a huge vendor network, so we can go in and find all the trades that we need, be it AC guy or foundation company or just a general contractor to manage the whole project. And these guys have been vetted, so we know we're getting a good team around us, and we know we're going to get great prices as well. And finally, when we do run into a brick wall, some problem that we're not sure about, we haven't handled before, well, we like to leverage other people's knowledge. You know, I when I'm out and about, I'll run into the occasional landlord that is out doing his or her own thing, right? They don't really have a peer group around them. It's kind of a lonely business if you operate that way. And invariably, when they realize what I do, you know, I start to get a ton of questions, you know. Look, I want you to understand you don't have to do this alone, and you shouldn't. You should get with like-minded people. Surround yourself with folks that can help you out. And again, that's the great thing with Lifestyles. The organization has been around for almost 30 years now, so there is a ton of experience under that roof. And there are dedicated mentors that are available, both on the single family and the multifamily sides of the investing spectrum. And these guys, they're all successful investors that have retired themselves. Well, they're there to give you advice and help guide you through any of those problems that you may have or any questions you might have for them. And it's invaluable. And I can tell you that the mentors have helped us out on a number of occasions over the years now. And don't forget, the membership base itself is somewhere north of 35,000 members. So you've got a lot of peers there, a lot of other investors with a variety of experience. And just getting together in the same room with a bunch of these guys, I can tell you, I always come away with some new information, new ideas, just a higher level of knowledge. Look, if you're doing it right, real estate investing is a team sport, and you need to shift your mindset and be prepared to rely on others. Leverage their money, their time, and their knowledge. Now, the fourth mindset item for you to think about, it starts with a quote by Zig Ziglar, and he says, "You will get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want." So how does that apply to us? Well, as real estate investors, we are out in the community. We are improving properties, apartment communities, single-family houses, and we're making a better place for good people to live. You know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we follow the model, best product, best price, best people. And if you think about it, if we continue to create great properties, we are giving folks exactly what they want, a great place to live. Now go out and multiply that. And I'll tell you, if you keep up with your properties, stay on top of maintenance requests, I assure you that you'll have long-term residents. And that is what the families, that's what they want, is a great place to live. And I'm going to tell you a quick story here in just a second from my recent experience, just to demonstrate this for you. If you want to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited and real estate education and mentoring programs, give us a call at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Or you can go to www.lifestylesunlimited.com and register for the free workshop. And we'll be back in just a second with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we will wrap up talking about our mindset, our mentality, and our ineffective roadmaps.
Austin's Talk 1370.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about your roadmap and whether it's effective or not, and helping you to see that there is a better roadmap out there. And ahead of the break, we were just talking about the fourth mindset item that I want you to think about, and it stems from a quote by Zig Ziglar that you're going to get everything you need in life or want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. And I want to relate just a quick story that revolves around the Lifestyles motto of best product. We do, as part of our regular business, we do regular walkthroughs at our properties. We call them maintenance inspections. And sure, we want to get in and keep an eye on the property and make sure the tenant is not just tearing the place apart. But more than that, if there are legitimate issues, maintenance issues, I want to get those resolved. And I want to get it done quickly and done right. And I'll tell you that the residents, they don't always notice these things, right? And I can remember a resident at one of our houses last year thanking me heartily because we were taking the time on a Saturday afternoon to walk through her house with her. She was really grateful. And, you know, she didn't view the inspection as intrusive or prying or anything like that. Quite the contrary. She remarked to me that none, and let me repeat that, none of her past landlords had ever taken this sort of step or this type of care of their property. And that's probably why she moved out of their house and into mine. And I can tell you that when we sent out the lease renewal form this past month, she signed and got it back to me in no time flat. So if you provide a service and if you give enough people what they want, you will have everything you want in life. So start thinking about how you can help others, how you can serve others. And remember the Lifestyles motto, which is best product, best price, best people. When you're running your business to these standards, you will keep lifelong tenants, you will reduce your turnover costs, and as a landlord, you'll have a very successful business. So let's talk about the fifth mindset, where you can really make a shift, and that's around goals. Now generally speaking, if you're not already doing it, I'm a big fan of setting goals, you know, at the start of the year and throughout the year. Keep reviewing, adjusting, revising. It's something you need to do regularly. But you have to make sure that you're setting the right goals. And this goes back to having an effective roadmap as well as leveraging other people's knowledge, right, to help you plan as you go down your path, to help you set your goals. Of course, a lot of people, they don't set goals at all. They just kind of meander through life. And a lot of others do set goals, but they're often simply the wrong goals. And sometimes it's just a fluff goal, right? Set around, hey, I want to save some money to buy a depreciating asset like a high-dollar car. Now, I just made air quotes around the word asset because we know that a car is not an asset. It's only going to suck money out of your pocket each month. But now, for others, it may be a loftier goal, say to go to college and get a higher education and maybe get a specific degree in something like accounting, let's say, because dad's a CPA. And well, that's all I know. And dad wants me to be a CPA, too. Well, remember what Steve Jobs said. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not disparaging dad's life. And of course, our parents want what's best for us. And I loved my parents, don't get me wrong. And they were two great people. I use the past tense because they both passed a while back, unfortunately. But take a step back and think about it. Are they where you want to be? Is dad working a 50 to 60 hours a week job as a CPA or whatever it is he's doing, or mom? And is that really the best path? Now, I get it. We grew up with our family, and that's... you know, that's what we know best, right? And that background is really going to be reinforced within us. But do try to take a step back and see, is that really your goal that you're chasing, or is it someone else's? Are you living someone else's life? Excuse me. Finally, let's talk about our beliefs and the noise that we sometimes have going on in our own heads. This is an area where we can really have an impact if we can shift our mindset. Now, Steve Jobs, he went on in his commencement speech after he talked about living someone else's life and not being trapped by dogma. He went on to say, don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. Look, I find that all too often we are surrounded by negative people, people that, you know, they may hear our plans to buy a rental house or two, to strive for that financial freedom, and they're all too happy to tell us why it won't work, to tell us what is going to go wrong. And, you know, sometimes this is family. It may be an old friend, or, you know, maybe this person is just an innate pessimist, or I don't know, maybe they tried this thing themselves and did it wrong and got burned somehow. And they plant that seed of doubt and it ruminates in your head for a while. Well, we're going to talk about how you can get around that here in just a second. If you're too busy to ask me a question today, you can email me at any time at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. And again, we'll wrap up here in just a second talking about that last sixth mindset item that we want to focus on and how you can improve that when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by examining the map that you've been following your entire life. And we've looked at a couple of different mindsets, items around your mindset, your mentality, your thinking that you need to examine to determine if you are on a good path, and if not, what you can do to adjust that. And we're just looking at the last topic, which is our beliefs. And, you know, Steve Jobs, in his commencement address in Stanford, he said, "Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice." And really, you know, what he's getting at is when you have people around you that are negative, that are trying to give you their opinions on something that they probably don't really know about. You know, I find that a lot of guys think they know real estate, but they've never done a deal in their life, and they'll lend their opinion, but it's just not a valid opinion. And what they do is they can plant a seed of doubt in your head, and it will ruminate up there for a while, and the noise will get louder, and maybe another negative Nelly shows up and reinforces that negative thought. And what happens is before long you abandon that idea altogether, that plan you had to buy a rental house or two or whatever it was. You know, you just abandon it altogether, and that's a shame. And this is important. You need to look around you. Take a look at who is giving you advice and what are their beliefs. You know, how have you let them inculcate you with that negative thought or, you know, whatever it is over time, just through sheer repetition? And maybe you need to get away from that person or that group. Look, the wrong beliefs can be debilitating. You know, the motivational speaker, Jim Rohn, he's got a great quote, and he says that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So like I said, take a look around yourself. Who are those people, and are they reinforcing you in a positive way? Are they promoting your success? And if not, you need to think hard about those relationships and work to surround yourself with people that will promote your success, that are positive. And let me tell you, my wife and I, we joined Lifestyles Unlimited over 7 years ago. And in that time, we have met a number of great friends and even business partners. And these are all people that have helped show us the way and encourage us, that are just downright positive. Right. So watch those beliefs. And another item you need to think about is this is also from Zig Ziglar, I think it was. He talks about fear as an acrostic, or kind of an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And that can be a problem as well. And maybe that's not that negative talk that we're hearing from the folks around us, but instead it's just those negative thoughts that we have in our own head. We start to tell ourselves stories. And I can identify with this very strongly as it relates to real estate, because when we joined 7 years ago or so and started to dive into real estate, we drug our feet, my wife and I, for quite a long time. We missed a lot of opportunity simply due to fear. We told ourselves stories about the houses we walked and all the problems we thought were going to come up. We didn't necessarily listen to the mentors or the general contractor that gave us his advice. We continued to tell ourselves stories, and you got to be watchful of that. And we went on to say, you know, well, what happens if we get a tenant in there and they cause me problems and I have to evict and so on? And I already told you, we've got great residents that are very thankful because we're doing a great job and you know, giving them the best product that we can. And I'll tell you, the way to get around this fear is through education. You need to get informed and educate yourself around what the real estate investing should look like. And Lifestyles is a great place to do that. They've got a ton of courses online in their online portal. And we're availing ourselves of that right now on the multifamily side. As I mentioned, we're planning to switch from single to multi. So we're in there right now getting into those courses daily. So look, I'll tell you, if you want to surround yourself with positive people, if you want to get encouragement and if you want to learn to grow and get an education, this Lifestyles is a great environment to do just that. And if you're not sure if you're holding the right map, the effective map, if you're not sure if you have the goals in place that will get you to your financial freedom, I would suggest that you come on out and come to the free workshop and hear what John has to say. Let him show you the way. Listen, what I want you to see here is that there is a good possibility that you're following an ineffective map, and that dumping your savings into an IRA or 401k account is probably not going to cut it. Clearly, our Congress acknowledges as much, because they keep coming up with these goofy plans. And I want you to start thinking about investing in real estate. It's the better option. And we talked about leverage. Let me tell you, if you really want to leverage your money, Real estate is a powerful way to go, okay? Look, don't be trapped by dogma. Don't be living someone else's life. And don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And Steve Jobs, in his address, he went on to say, most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. So let me ask you, what does your heart and intuition tell you? After all that we've talked about today, do you feel that you're following the right map? Are you ready to take control? Are you ready to surround yourself with knowledgeable, positive people? Look, create a more effective roadmap to your financial future and call us at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Or get started at www.lifestylesunlimited.com and register for our free workshop. It's the next step on your road to financial freedom. Hey, you can find us on the air every day of the week and enjoy our podcasts at that same address. Just click on the radio tab. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening today. I look forward to talking with you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And please remember, it's not the money, it's all about the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.